Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's the thing I miss most in all this. I mean, I still sing every day, but I really miss, rocking out hard.
Who's stopping you?
You
got a family full of musicians. They're in the house with you.
The one kid can't. No, right. I'm looking at it right now going, Tommy Igo needs to be beating on that kit. You know? Or Mike needs to be beating on that kit. Like, yeah, I want to have a total rock out. Me and John sing and play all the time, but, you know. I want to jam. Right. It's just a bummer because we got this whole thing ready. We're set up. We're ready to record. John's recording songs all the time now, apparently. He's getting all these
what
tracks.
Do you mean, apparently?
Lately.
You don't know?
Well, he does a lot of stuff at night when I'm in bed. So he'll sit and record stuff. And I guess he's like working with loops and stuff and trying to get drum loops going. I know. It's kind of cool.
Writing songs or is this for covers? Is he just doing covers?
No, he writes. He's always, he's pretty prolific. Like he writes a lot of music. Wow. And now that he said he's going back through and looking at his old notebooks and it's kind of cool. I'm excited.
All right.
So, but, you know, we need some people. I just want to, I don't even want to record. I just want to turn up the volume and go. Oh, my God. Sing. Anyway, good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday. So good. This Celebrity Trash this morning, first look, is brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Podcast. There's a new episode up on radio.com. Hooman's on there. And this guy, Paul Webb, that we had on last week, talking about the Wilderness Program. And skysthelimitfund.org. We're going to start with, that's not what I meant to do. Oh, boy. I just touched the wrong button. Okay. Some people are calling for the Star-Spangled Banner to be dumped as our national anthem. This is one of those, to me, hate the artist, not the art. Like, the guy who wrote, you know, the Star-Spangled Banner is a guy named Francis Scott Key, who till now I knew absolutely nothing about. Guy who, you know, said, here's a song. And everyone went, that's lovely. And seems really difficult to sing. Let's use that. I find it stirring. I love it. It's part of, you know, being an American for me. But this guy he owned slaves. And he has said some pretty horrible things. I don't even know when he was alive. I mean, you know, is he like, he must be a 1800s guy if he actually was a slaveholder. And I don't even want to read you these quotes. They're ugly. So there's a whole petition out there looking to dump the anthem. And
born 1779.
Oh, 1779.
Died in 1843, so he was an 1800s guy.
Well, that means that, you know, slavery was part of his life, his whole life. I mean, that's, you know.
Well, it was part of
everyone's
America
life.
At that point, right?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, 1865 is when, or
and I'm not defending America or this guy. I don't know this guy, but slavery is not exclusive to America.
No.
That's something that's been going on worldwide.
Sure. Since the dawn of time, if you can make somebody do it for you, that's what they do. And it's scary and hard to fathom. you know. But it's with everything that's going on right now, and I actually think I saw Francis Scott Key statue getting torn down. We're just finding out stuff about people who seem to have kind of a nicer historical context right up until all of a sudden went, no! Someone said, hold on a second, don't you know this? I was, no, that's frankly not what I was taught in history class, because it turns out that history is, you know, watered down a bit.
Well, look, I don't know where that's going to go. I think America is a great country and it's an infant by comparison to France or Spain, or
sure,
you know, we're a young country and we don't have a perfect history, but I bet no country does. So at some point we have to just move forward and do better and not spend so much time erasing stuff from our past. I do understand why getting rid of a Confederate statue is a good thing. Getting rid of the Confederate flag is a good thing. Those are symbols of hate. I get that. Is this song a symbol of hate?
I don't feel that it is. I'm examining my own feelings on this because I love that song. I love it.
Yeah, I could live without
perform
it.
Right. I know you're not a giant fan.
It's not that I'm not a fan. I love our country. I consider myself patriotic to some extent. Mm-hmm. I vote. I love my neighbors. I try to do the right thing every day. But that song, if it went away, it wouldn't change the quality of my life at all.
Is
there another song we could pick?
There are several that have been suggested.
Would I make a point of getting online to vote for my, you know, choice for the replacement? I probably wouldn't. I'd let y'all decide, and then I'd say, okay, I'll stand for that.
Well,
when are you going to play it?
I have a couple of...
Do you know where the statue is that was torn down?
I'm looking at it right now. It looks like it's over by the DeYoung Museum.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you've got there?
Yep, that's what it looks like.
Well, the statue to this person who wrote this song is in San Francisco?
Well, it was.
It was.
Oh, they got it down. What, yeah. Yesterday?
It was a couple days ago. I think it was last week, actually.
Okay.
I'm not sure what you're looking at there, Bryn. Is this the actual night that they tore it down? Because it looks like it's still up there right now. I'm not sure. I can't really make that out.
That's
big. Oh, you can't make it out?
Well, it looks more like just a spike.
There's a little statue inside of that unit there that they're pulling outside of.
I see it now. Yes, on top it looks like just a thorn or, you know,
spire.
A big spike. Yeah. Yeah, but that looks like it's right over by the Cal Academy and the DeYoung Museum, right? Anyway, so back to this story, because believe it or not, of course we believe it, people have come up with alternative songs to possibly use. So we're talking about the national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner, maybe being dumped. Some people are calling for this. One suggestion is to replace the song with Imagine by John Lennon, which, while I do actually, and hopefully not that version that Gal Gadot did with all her friends, all her celebrity friends. Boy, that was, what a piece of poo that was. God,
in hiding from that.
No doubt. I don't dislike that song. I don't find it rousing at all. Like I think it's, the sentiment is perfectly legitimate and lovely. But it's not, to me, it just doesn't have that kind of, you know, soul lifting feeling. Another suggestion was America the Beautiful. But let's look, before we even suggest this, let's look into that and find out who wrote it and whether or not they ever held slaves. Because, you know, you don't want to jump into some other thing. But also I don't like the, isn't there like God references in that? As an atheist, I don't want that. I'm going to be difficult here. There's an online petition, for that one, apparently, that has been signed more than 3,000 people. I don't know if the submission deadline has passed, but I'm thinking maybe, you know, Miley's Party in the USA. She doesn't seem like someone who would have held slaves or anything. Why the hell not?
Yeah, I don't know. You know,
it's a party in the U.S.
There are a lot of great artists alive as we speak. So maybe we commission some artists to write their best work and see what they come up with.
Actually, that's a great idea. That's actually, why the hell not, you know? Like, if it's going to go away, it should be something amazing. And how about if a black artist writes it? How about that? Come on, John Legend, get to work.
Well, I'm saying you ask a bunch of artists, give us your best work.
Absolutely.
And we'll pick from that. So you could ask John Lennon or John Legend, but you could also ask, I don't know, who's the guy who writes for Elton John?
Oh, Bernie Taupin.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just.
Can it be an American? Isn't that guy English? I don't know. Maybe he's not.
I'm just trying to say it would be as easy to write a new song as it would to go pore over every old song ever written and try and pick from those.
Right. America does. Go, Whitney! Are tingling.
What?
Top to bottom, head rush and chills. Like, okay, I have an idea. I have a compromise we can make. We keep the song, but that's the only version we ever play of it. Like, oh my God, she's so amazing. Like, I just got full body, like, eargasm. That was, it's so funny because, you know, I sing that song to myself sometimes. I love that song. And I always imagine that I can sing like Whitney when I'm singing.
Don't we all?
Wow. Like, yeah, oh, hell yeah. With a brave. You should hear me in my backyard. It's amazing. Oh, God, I love that song. I don't want it to go away. But look, you know, whatever everyone decides, I'm fine with. Far be it for me to be the stick in the spokes. Oh. Netflix is going to do a 6-part series on Colin Kaepernick, and guess what? It's a drama, and it's they got an actor to play him as a youth. It's a whole scripted thing. It's going to be directed.
Yeah, he's got quite a story, and I can't tell it. I don't remember. Is it that he's an adopted guy, or I can't remember what his background is.
Here's a little of what he says. He says, too often we see race and black stories portrayed through a white lens. So, by the way, I should say Ava DuVernay is going to be directing this. I want to say she directed that documentary I just watched last week or the week before, 13th, which is amazing and powerful. It's about some wording that's in the 13th Amendment that sort of, you know, that black people were saddled with, you know, you couldn't have anybody working for you in a slave as slave labor unless they had been convicted of a crime. It's disturbing, but very eye opening. Anyway,
she did direct that, Sarah. Yes.
Thank you. And she's also done some stuff, you know, regular dramas, regular movies, not just documentaries. So the series is called Colin in Black and White. And it explores Colin Kaepernick's high school years, attempting to show the experiences and insights that led to his activism. He's going to be the narrator. There's going to be an actor playing him as a youth it's a scripted drama. A black child adopted by a white family. He says, Colin Kaepernick says, too often we see race and black stories portrayed through a white lens. We seek to give new perspective to the differing realities that black people face. We explore the racial conflicts I faced as an adopted black man in a white community during my high school years. It's an honor to bring these stories to life in collaboration with Ava for the world to see. And he goes on. So if you want to read this whole story, It's on ESPN.com. And I don't see a date for this. Oh, she directed Selma in 2014. Ava DuVernay did. She's the one who's directing this. So I don't see a date, but it looks like it's being put together. What have I got for time here? Let's end with this one. A little coronavirus update. If you're in England, everything's shut down. Actually, I guess it's Scotland because it's Balmoral, which is the summer residence of the Queen of England.
Okay.
Their entire lives. I think this thing was built by her grandfather. I'm not positive. It's just a castle in Scotland. It's on 50,000 acres. It's amazing. Ooh.
They're poor.
So,
ghetto.
The thing is, everything is closed. All infrastructure has been shut down. So that while they're vacationing there, and I guess that parts of England is one of those places where, look, this path has been running across the moors in this direction since the dawn of time, since, you know, the Druids walked it, and you can't close it. So I guess there must be places where people can walk by. And then there's sites, you know, that have, you know, this hero or that bench or whatever. And all the bathrooms have been closed. So apparently along some of these walking paths, they're finding like wet wipes and Kleenex, and people are peeing and pooing all around the castle. So they said, we're disappointed to see so many wipes discarded on the estate today next to paths and monuments. Please remember there are no public toilets open around for miles at the moment. They do say, believe it or not, this is a statement from the castle. If you need to pee, please do so at least 30 meters from the locks or streams. I don't want you getting into the waterways. They tweeted this. If you need to defecate, do so as far away from buildings, paths, watercourses, and farm animals. Bury feces in a shallow hole and replace the turf.
They're nicer than I would have been. I would have said something along the lines of, you savages, take care of that before you leave your house, you pigs. Yeah. What is wrong with you?
Sometimes it happens, Vinny, and then you're just like, oh no, I gotta go. So apparently there are people wandering all. It's nice there right now, you know, it's the summer, and people are like, oh no, something's come upon me. I have to. Anyway, there you go. People are pooping at the Queen's place. All right, Benny, what's coming? Ooh. Thank you. His royal lowness. Thank you.
We'll get to some headlines, and also we'll talk about some of the stuff you'd say today that you wouldn't have said a year ago after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.